Marianne Bell and Mark Fossey had been sweethearts since grammar school. From the sixth grade on, they had known for a fact that someday they'd be married and live in a fine gingerbread house near Lake Erie and have three healthy yellow-haired children and grow old together and no doubt die in each other's arms and be buried in the same walnut casket. That was the plan. They were very much in love, full of dreams, and in the ordinary flow of their lives, the whole scenario might well have come true. On the first night, they set up house in one of the bunkers along the perimeter, near the Special Forces hooch. And over the next 2 weeks, they stuck together like a pair of high school steadies. It was almost disgusting, Rat said, the way they mooned over each other, always holding hands, always laughing over some private joke. All they needed, he said, were a couple of matching sweaters. But among the medics, there was some envy. It was Vietnam, after all, and Marianne Bell was an attractive girl. Too wide in the shoulders, maybe, but she had terrific legs, a bubbly personality, a happy smile. The men genuinely liked her. Out on the volleyball court, she wore cut-off blue jeans and a black swimsuit top, which the guys appreciated. And in the evenings, she liked to dance to music from Rat's portable tape deck. There was a novelty to it. She was good for morale. At times, she gave off a kind of come-get-me energy, coy and flirtatious. But apparently it never bothered Mark Fossey. In fact, he seemed to enjoy it, just grinning at her, because he was so much in love. And because it was the sort of show that a girl will sometimes put on for her boyfriend's entertainment and education. Though she was young, Rat said, Marianne Bell was no timid child. She was curious about things. During her first days in country, she liked to roam around the compound asking questions. What exactly was a trip flare? How did a claymore work? What was behind those scary green mountains to the west? Then she'd squint and listen quietly while somebody filled her in. She had a good, quick mind. She paid attention. Often, especially during the hot afternoons, she'd spend time with the Arvins out along the perimeter, picking up little phrases of Vietnamese, learning how to cook rice over a can of Sterno, how to eat with her hands. The guys sometimes liked to kid her about it. Our own little native, they'd say, but Marianne would just smile and stick out her tongue. I'm here, she'd say. I might as well learn something. The war intrigued her. The land, too. And the mystery. At the beginning of her second week, she began pestering Mark Fossey to take her down to the village at the foot of the hill. In a quiet voice, very patiently, he tried to tell her that it was a bad idea, way too dangerous. But Marianne kept after him. She wanted to get a feel for how the people lived, what the smells and customs were. It didn't impress her that the VC owned the place. Listen, it can't be that bad, she said. They're human beings, aren't they, like everybody else? Fossey nodded. He loved her. And so, in the morning, Rat Kiley and two other medics tagged along as security while Mark and Marianne strolled through the ville like a pair of tourists. If the girl was nervous, she didn't show it. She seemed comfortable and entirely at home. The hostile atmosphere didn't seem to register. All morning, Marianne chattered away about how quaint the place was, how she loved the thatched roofs and naked children, the wonderful simplicity of village life. A strange thing to watch, Rat said. This 17-year-old doll in her goddamn culottes, perky and fresh-faced like a cheerleader visiting the opposing team's locker room. Her pretty blue eyes seemed to glow. She couldn't get enough of it. On their way back up to the compound, she stopped for a swim in the Song Trabong, stripping down to her underwear, showing off her legs, while Fossey tried to explain to her about things like ambushes and snipers and the stopping power of an AK-47. The guys, though, were impressed. A real tiger, said Eddie Diamond. D-cup guts, trainer bra brains. She'll learn, somebody said. Eddie Diamond gave a solemn nod. There's the scary part. I promise you, this girl will most definitely learn.